Ladies and gentlemen, the number one environmental problem in the Chesapeake Bay is us. Here's one of the reasons. For the last 46 years, St. Mary's College had sponsored a sailboat race called the Governor's Cup. It's an overnight race that was scheduled early in August. This year, they had to cancel it for the first time in history because of massive amounts of debris in the bay. Just before the race, one of the sailors was out on the Magathie River and encountered a 40-foot tree trunk floating in the water. Now, the Naval Academy had a boat in the race, and you'd think the Naval Academy would have named it something like Fearless or Braveheart. Nope, they named it the Hooligan. It's made of ultralight fiberglass, and it's very fast. So how would you like to be on the night watch of the Hooligan about 2 in the morning, moving at 25 miles an hour, and suddenly hit a 40-foot floating tree? No wonder they canceled the race. Hogan has cited the debris coming down the Susquehanna River as a major problem. Indeed it is. The Susquehanna River supplies 50% of the water and at least 50% of the problems. The other problem was the Conowingo Dam. They opened the floodgates they had to because all the debris was piled up behind it, but it all came into the bay. We can't blame it all on our friends in Pennsylvania. Take a drive out in any bridge over any river and look down. There's a lot of debris underneath that bridge, a lot of lumber from the storms, but there's a lot of plastic bottles and other garbage that you and I threw there. So what to do? Join a group like Blue Water Baltimore that does stream bank cleanup. That's a way to be a real friend of the Chesapeake Bay.